It should come as no surprise to us that shade trees provide many benefits in the hot Tucson desert. But that's not all they do. Shade trees also create a beautiful canopy, provide a natural habitat for wildlife, reduce erosion and water runoff, absorb carbon dioxide, and reduce air and water pollution. And that's all just what one tree does. Through creative partnerships, TEP's Trees for You program encourages homeowners, schools, businesses, and community groups to plant shade trees to help them save energy and beautify their neighborhoods, their school grounds, their businesses. But where do you plant them? Does that matter? And once you have them, what about taking care of them? So stay with me to learn the answers to these questions and about some other benefits that trees provide in our increasingly warming climate in the desert Southwest. I'm Gina Murphy Darling, and we're going to get down to earth and learn more about just what I said. Trees for you and me, TEP style. Before I introduce our two in-studio guests, which I always love having in-studio guests, a heartfelt thanks to TEP for making this show and the Trees for You program possible. As you will learn yet again during this program, TEP is more than a utility. Tucson Electric Power provides safe, reliable power to Tucson residents, and they do lots more. They offer customers a wide range of incentivized programs to help us all reduce our energy costs and build a better future, and indeed they do. So now please join me in welcoming Stephanie Vickers, Savano Sales Manager, and Darian Godfrey, Customer Service Representative from Savano Nursery. Glad to have you both here.
Thank you so much. It's really great to be here. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
So we're going to have fun, but we're going to learn a lot about trees because there's so much to trees. It's not just a pretty thing for your front yard.
Absolutely.
But let's start out with telling us about Savano. I think it's a Tucson treasure. It's almost like a destination site because they have so much going on out there.
It truly is. It's a multicultural experience, and I say that in the fact that you get a little bit of everything. You walk into the garden center and you're greeted by the most beautiful onset gardens. There's so much, it's eclectic. There's something there for everybody. So
it's an experience from when you walk in the door.
Absolutely. So you get the complete mix of plants. There's something for everybody there, and I think that's what appeals to the customer, from pottery to, I mean, the most unique artwork. I mean, there's just incredible stuff.
You can go there to buy gifts.
Yes, exactly.
Not just plants, but gifts for friends.
And they've opened up recently a new gift center in there that I stepped in there last year. And, I mean, everything you can think of. I mean, it's a completely different world, along with the animals that are there, too. So it's very kid-friendly, all ages, from 0 to 99. There's something there for everybody.
And it fits in with the whole Savano concept.
The neighborhood is fantastic.
It really is.
It's truly amazing. The coffee shops, everything there. You're there. You don't need anything else.
I'm serious. For visitors that come to Tucson or people that listen to my podcast from around the country, you should go visit Savano.
Absolutely.
Because it's not just about buying a couple of plants to plant or trees to
exactly.
plant. It's an experience. And Darian, do you have anything to add? What about, isn't there a kids area?
There is. Absolutely. Then there's a little, like I said, there's something there for everybody. There's a playset. They have the animals. I think that's what the kids there truly love are the animals. They have rabbits and goats and a little bit of everything there, too. And it seems like every time you go in there, there's something new. They're building new. They're making it better. We're always trying to improve ourselves for our customers, and that's what makes us so unique. We're always changing and evolving.
And, you know, I read the story on the website. Is his name Nick?
Mm-hmm.
And it's Nick. I think I knew that. How it was really funny. The website's really good, but it talked about how he was, you know, this, and he had this car, and this, he had that car, and now he's the driver of a minivan because he was single, and then he got married, and then he had kids.
Yes.
And it seems to me that Savano evolved along with his life evolving.
Absolutely.
Is that really?
Yeah. All of the Shipleys have. I mean, the way the Shipleys are, the owners, all of them, all, you know, from their father to the three brothers who run the business, how they evolve as a family and how they've grown, and that reflects with the company, and just to see how much it's grown is truly amazing.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a really fun, it's a fun place to go. So I don't think that can happen unless the owners have some play in that. Pace
Absolutely.
Of the leader, pace of the team. So tell us about Trees for You. It's not really just about training planting trees because they look nice. They really do have a greater purpose, especially here in this arid climate. So tell us about the project.
Essentially, the project is it's a community project able to provide low-cost trees to homeowners. So depending on, the nice thing is Savano offers a great line of trees. Everything, I mean, not everyone's going to want that native mesquite. They might want something a little more flashy, like a chitalpa or even an oak, something that's really going to, you know, longevity. There's always a symbolism behind each tree. But there's a choice. And there's this wonderful carousel on the website that shows every tree. And they can pick from the tree. And they're able to choose up to three trees. And, you know, it's easy. The whole process is so simple. And it was this beautifully developed system that makes it so easy for a customer to go online, click which trees they want, pick the garden center that they wanted to pick them up from, and they order them by Monday. Boom, they're there that Thursday available for pickup.
It almost sounds as easy as Amazon. And I'm all in favor of buying anything you can, not from Amazon, because I'm a big locally owned gal and want people to support locally owned businesses, which this, in fact, does.
Right, exactly.
And I love that. So TEP subsidizes the part of the cost for the trees,
yes.
Correct?
Correct, yeah.
And then what about the species? They have to be native species, right? Like when you said oak, is it a desert oak?
They're adapted. So you have indigenous and non-indigenous, but they're all low water use trees.
Okay,
so
that's all I was going to get at.
Yes.
Because that matters more than anything.
Right.
Here we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny when I get in debate about climate change, not climate change, people caused, not people caused. All of these things that I see in the climate movement, they're good for the earth no matter what.
Right.
Even if there wasn't climate change. It's called being good stewards of the earth. So it's like, well, wouldn't you want that in your neighborhood anyway? Lots
right.
of trees that are absorbing the water. And
right.
what else are trees good for?
They're also going to help lower the temperature of the area. So
a lot.
A lot, yeah. So in addition to just shading, so they shade stuff, they keep the light from absorbing into the concrete. They're also mostly made of water, like we are. So water has a high specific heat, and so it's going to absorb a lot of that energy from the sun without warming up as much. And that's one of the big reasons that the program started, was that there was a study done in Phoenix. I'm not sure of the details, but they found in areas that were in the same geological location, places that had old growth, mature trees were on average 15 degrees cooler than areas that had like no intentional landscaping.
And I never put it together quite like that when you said, I used to work in Tucson and Phoenix, and it would be 100 degrees in Phoenix at night because the concrete was so hot.
Oh, yeah.
So I probably did put it together at some level, but if you're keeping the sun from getting to the concrete, it's going to impact the whole heat island. And think about it, all of us, and I know this will make you laugh. Are you one of those people like I am? Like, I don't care how far away it is in the summer. If I can find like three twigs to park under of a tree,
absolutely,
I park in the shade
any
because
day.
You get back in your car, instead of it being 105 in the car, it might be a chilly, you know, 95 or 90.
Yeah, yeah.
But shade is a big thing. And what about, it's not an exaggeration to say it increases wildlife habitat and pollinators and all
yes.
those good things that we need for a balance.
Absolutely, yeah.
In the range of trees, in the carousel of trees, for example, right now we have trees like the chitalpa, which has a beautiful pink to white tubular flower.
I want that now.
It's amazing.
It's,
I mean, yeah. It's not what you would think to have
now.
This tree that would, you know, it looks too flashy to be here, but it's a fantastic tree. So automatically, tubular flower, hummingbirds. Automatically.
Oh,
so now
I really want it.
And now you've got oaks, which actually bring in beneficial wasps. You've got mesquites, you've got Palo Verdes, which obviously, we won't go into it, but the whole bee debate attracts the bees, which we obviously need. So, yeah, I mean, among that, the I guess if you want to call it the indigenous part of the tree, I mean, they're so dense and it creates this beautiful habitat for any wildlife, for all of our cactus friends and everything else. Yes, of course. It's amazing.
And don't you think, and this is kind of out there a little bit, but in the sense they really do provide some social benefit. Like in a park, you gather by the trees.
Yes, absolutely.
And if they're in your yard, you put the chairs under the tree. So do you think there's a social benefit to trees as well? Can we give them that much credit?
Yeah, absolutely. I really, truly feel that. Yeah, especially as a homeowner, yes.
Me too. And this is not just for new homeowners, is it?
No.
I'm barely kidding about wanting to get that tree.
No,
write
not
the name
at all.
Down before I leave, or I'll re-listen to the podcast. So tell us about the history. This is another thing I did not know, and I've been to Savano many times. I've actually spoken out there as Mrs. Green in their residential area. Mm-hmm. But there's an interesting history that I was not aware about with the green waste.
Yes.
So can you tell us about that? That was
absolutely.
Like, what?
This is a fantastic partnership with TEP. We, essentially, our customers are able to drop off their green waste. And this is only an invite only with our customers that they're able to drop off their green waste compared to the other landfill facilities. And TEP also, when they go to prune the trees that are by power lines, they're able to bring in their material as well. What we do differently is it's mulched and furrows. We go through and it's leached at a 24-hour basis. So it's consistently leached, so the salts are taken out. Also, we add one strain of bacillus to help with the breakdown. So we have this beautiful composted mulch that we create. Does one of two things. One, we sell it. It's that we distribute it to
smart
other customers. Right, so to yes. other customers. So, I mean, people need mulch. People
ultimate
need
recycling.
Exactly. And the primary reason is we're able to bring it into our wholesale facility, our growing facility. We use it for all of our trees and shrubs.
So is the green waste, is it on your property?
It's not. It's actually on where the TEP power plant is.
Wow. I thought I read that. It's like we store it on TEP. So do you have to have like special clearance to get on there? I would think so, because now when you go to the TEP building, it's...
There's a little side gate that we tell our customers about that they can certainly get into.
Okay.
We're right now, we're looking to start brand new next year, get that ready. It's getting expanded a little bit, making it better for our customers so they can come in, drop their green waste. And we have an immense mulcher that takes care of large pieces of branches, everything. And we'll take
and
it all in.
And TEP can use it too.
Absolutely.
For when they're removing branches.
Absolutely.
So it's full circle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ultimate recycling.
There's a wonderful video on YouTube about our mulch yard and the partnership with TEP about it.
I do not think I got that link, but maybe I did. And Kelly will say, yes, you did. It was in your traffic, but I didn't look at it. So is that how the partnership started with the Green Waste Facility and TEP?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's really pretty amazing. So then how did it morph into the current design? And I want to know a little bit more about the, like, exactly what you do. You said, I want to go over it step by step because it's hurry, but how did that develop into the next level of partnership?
Sure, it was a brainchild between Les Shipley and TEP and, you know, how we can provide these low-cost trees to TEP customers in any sense of form. Not only are we reaching residential customers, but we're also reaching commercial customers. We've sent things to barbershops. Trees to barbershops. So, I mean, why not?
Why not?
It's available and it's open. So it started out with just this small brainchild developed. We're in partnership with four other garden centers in Tucson, each strategically located across the city so that it makes it very easy for the homeowner to select where they want to pick up their tree from. And so with conjunction with the garden centers, along with TEP and Savano, beautifully it came out. And it's been working wonderfully for the past.
And it's great that there's more than one place to pick them up. It's really great because that's a thing in Tucson. It's not very green to have to everybody drive out to Savano, which is far. So, okay, then I want to talk about the trees again to clarify. Are the trees that you provide grown specifically for this program, or are they trees that you have in the nursery? How does that all work?
All of the above.
D.
All of the above.
D.
Yes.
All of the above. Okay.
All of the above. It's, we have at our facility, at our growing fields, we've got one large section of these beautifully grown 5-gallon trees that we use for a couple different reasons. One, for the TEP program. Two, we use them for bumping stock, for providing 15-gallon, 25-gallon, and on-upsized trees for our customers as well. So, and I mean, it's a huge area where we're growing these trees. And so the trees that are selected for the TEP program are ones that are chosen by our farm manager, Rick Greylock. And so every cycle he says, okay, we've got this great selection of trees. Here's our palette. Let's go with it. And then it evolves as things become available. Just recently we added desert willow to our palette.
They're pretty too.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really
pretty. And that's
pretty.
A great native tree. Low water, fantastic foliage, I mean, 10 months of flowers, you can't beat it.
No, you really can't.
So,
and what about Tucson when the Palo Verdes are in bloom?
Yes.
Becomes a yellow wonderland.
It is.
Seriously. And also a sneezing wonderland for a lot of people.
I know it.
Not for me, thank you. So, Darian, let's talk about your role, because that's all good. It's beautiful. I love talking about all these things. But then there's the process. How does the process work? From, I guess the first thing I would ask, and we'll circle back to it, is how do people even know about this program? You know what I mean? Does TEP promote it? Do you guys promote it too?
I'll pipe in on this one. So actually, it's a little bit of both. TEP, if you've ever checked your TEP bill, there was a little flyer in there that kind of just said, hey, by the way, we're starting up our program again. Because we do it on a cycle. We take a little summer break and they'll advertise it. Saba, we just had the Saba show just last week.
Right, right.
That was fantastic advertisement for this.
Do you actually bring trees there so people can see them?
Yes.
That's really great.
Yes.
This year we provided them 600 trees for the event.
What?
Oh, yeah.
So it was for the whole Saba event. And then you could say to people, oh, here's that one that it blooms for 6 months.
Exactly. People could sign up and get more information about it.
Long weekend for you guys.
It was a good one.
Yeah,
it was a good weekend. So,
yeah.
But word of mouth, advertisement through TEP.
Mrs. Green's World doing a podcast, which we're all going to promote the heck out of because it's such a great program.
And we appreciate
it really is. Okay, so filling orders, they're placed at the TEP website or the Savannah website?
The TEP website, So if you are a TEP customer, I believe you log in through your account on TEP and you can place the order there. Every customer is allowed to purchase 3 5-gallon trees per year. So every
year
you can get a new set, And so the orders...
How much do they cost in general?
They're $5. All the trees are $5.
That is really low cost.
Yeah, it's an excellent price. It's an excellent price.
No matter what tree you get?
Mm-hmm.
That's very good. That's very good.
It's comparable to...
I'm glad I asked that question.
Yeah, it's like comparable to like a $35 tree at the nursery.
And if you have a new house, you're having additional expenses. So to be able to get 3 trees for $15... I would say that's a score. Get them going in the next year, add 3 more.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, so they're placed on the website. People can see whatever choices they want.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens? They shoot an email to you?
I just every single week on Monday, I pull the orders off the TEP website. And as I work with the orders, the customer gets automatic email updates so they know when I'm staging it for delivery, when it's going to be delivered to the nursery, and then how long they have to pick up the tree there. So I pull the orders on Monday. I do some Excel spreadsheet magic and get it all sorted so that I can print tags. I have a wonderful crew that will pull the trees for me and tag them, get them set up for delivery. And then, like Stephanie said, they're delivered that Thursday after. So it's about a 1 week, 1.5 week turnaround, depending on when you place your order. And then, so the trees are delivered to the nurseries. We work with Harlow Gardens, Native Gardens, and Green Valley, and also Rito Nursery, and obviously Savano's retail center.
That's great. Harlow's is another great locally owned. And it's family owned.
Good history.
Very good history. And just great. Every time you ever go in there, it's a really good experience. When you say the trees are pulled and tagged, does that mean that you put a tag on them for where they're going, where their home's going to be?
Exactly. Yeah, we put a nursery tag on them so we can sort them easily by color. And we also put the individual order ID number and the plant identification on the tree as well.
And how long does a person or a customer have to pick them up?
It's technically 1 week. So
and the nursery that you deliver to takes care of it?
Exactly, yeah.
So they tree sit. I think that's really nice.
They do. And we do reimburse them a portion of the cost of the tree so that they are being reimbursed for that.
I think that's great, too.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wins. It's like the green trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
What about walk-in purchases? Can that happen?
No. That was not. It's strictly done through the TEP website primarily.
And that means there's a system. And you know what I love about that? As someone that really is asked about numbers all the time, then you have a database.
Yes.
And you can say how many trees got out there, how much it contributed to, you know, greenhouse gas emission reduction and all that stuff. So it wasn't like stump the guest. It was, I just wanted to know. But maybe that, it does help spread the word if the trees are on the property of other places.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What happens if people don't pick it up? Does that happen sometimes?
Yeah, it does. And usually... before I started working on the project, I'm not sure how they did it, but I've just started a new process where whenever trees are returned, we will immediately contact the customer again and let them know, hey, Savanna has your trees back. Are you going to be picking it up? Are we going to cancel your order? So sometimes refunds are done, but the majority of trees, they're like, oh, hey, I just missed my email. Give me a second chance. And we send their trees back out to the nursery, and it's not a problem.
That's great. So you'd say a significant percentage. I'm not going to ask you for exact numbers, but a significant numbers are picked up.
Oh, yeah. Almost all of the trees every week are picked up.
That's great, because why would you go to the effort of picking out your trees, paying for it, and then getting, and then not getting it? That doesn't sound very smart to me.
Yeah.
Okay, what about, this is a question always, what about access? Because, you know, I am, it shows all the time, I'm the champion of, you know, the marginalized community, people that don't have trucks or big cars. Is that a problem? Is that a barrier to getting these trees? Obviously, the cost is not. I want to do the happy dance about that, you guys, because that's a gift.
It's extremely affordable and it's very easy. Typically, the trees, if I can tell you a story.
Tell me a story. Okay. I love stories.
Back when I worked at Ryuto Nursery, this was many moons ago, I had the challenge to put a 15-gallon Ironwood into a Mazda Miata.
No way.
So
Like a Miata.
A little
teeny car.
Lovely little cute cars. I was tasked with it because that's all she had. That was all she had. And she wanted this tree. And I thought, you know what? We're going to do this. There we go. So the ease.
If I can, you don't need a big truck.
No, you don't. So if I can put a 15-gallon Ironwood into a Miata, we can certainly put a gorgeous little 5-gallon oak into your car.
Yeah.
It'll fit into a 2-door compact car very easily. There's a method, and I'll tell you what, after working at a garden center for 13 years, we know how to put stuff into cars. We've mastered it.
So do all the nurseries help with that, like getting them in the car and all
they
that
do.
Stuff?
They do. The nurseries have been fantastic with keeping up communication with the customers when they have their trees, you know, making sure they're picked up. They're also offering them any materials they may need to plant them. Hey, do you need any things like B1 to help with, you know, to get it going in the ground? Do you need any mulch or any sort of thing? Which also kind of rounds out in the fact that it brings in customers to our independent family-owned garden centers.
I want to ring the bell. I mean, that is, we're doing this Discover Local Day this weekend, mm-hmm. and it'll actually be, this is a pre-record, so it'll be before the show airs, but it's all about what you just said.
Right.
Supporting the locally-owned businesses who are the backbone,
yes.
they are, of this
right.
country.
Absolutely.
The small business owners
Absolutely.
That hire our us and our children and our grandchildren, mm-hmm. and you can go in and see the owner. What about one of the things that I know is important because I do my homework about this, where you plant the trees is important. Do you help educate customers like this should be on the west side because if you put it on the west side or it should be on the south side? Do you help? Is there an instruction sheet or something?
There is a part of the process when purchasing your tree through the program is they ask you, which side of the house are you going to plant it on?
Oh, good.
And if I'm not mistaken,
so
it's
on the question. Okay,
yes, on the questionnaire,
it
says, you know, south side or west side, I believe. Is it the west side of my character?
Yeah, west side
it
or
actually,
south side,
they legitimately ask you, where will you be planting this tree to make it most effective for your home and energy costs?
I can't believe what a difference it makes. I really can't believe. In this desert, if you have shade on your south side
you
or if you have no
it.
Windows on your west side. I mean, we had some pretty hot summer this year. Not as hot as last year, I don't think, but it was pretty hot.
It was pretty brutal.
And I was not out in the nursery. It was like, yeah, I'm sure it would have been a lot more brutal for me. Is there anything else you want to talk about? Because I think we covered a lot of it. And I'm a big believer in let's cover what we have. And if it's a complete end, if I didn't miss anything, I want to tell people where they can, how to access them, which is very easy. You go to tep.com/trees-4-u. And the truth is, you don't even have to remember that. If you put trees for you in Google, guess what? It's the thing that comes up first because
exactly.
that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have the dashes, but their SEO is quite good. So I hope a lot of our listeners take advantage of this. It's a wonderful Tucson program.
It's a simple program to follow. They couldn't have made it any more simple. The ease of it, of going online, of picking up your tree and the follow through. And Everything that's involved in the program, $5. I know. You can't even get a good hamburger for $5. You're going to get a treat that lasts you.
Absolutely, positively true. And it's me. It's like I am so aware because of what I do and people I interview and, you know, series that I go to in the community, education series. Trees are absolutely essential to our future.
Absolutely.
Just for when you build, cut the, you know, like dig the hole around them, I don't know what you call it, so you have berms and you have wells. That's the word I was looking for. It helps so much with watershed management.
Yes.
I'm a friend of Joaquin Morieta, and he is like the king of getting the Santa Cruz River to flow. And a lot of it has to do with how much water we can get to go back into the ground. So it all comes together for Mother Nature.
This has been an extremely successful program. We are completely thrilled to be partners, like I said, with TEP. And all of the girls who work at TEP, who work with Darren and myself, have been phenomenal.
You know, I'm glad you said that. We interview people almost every week from TEP because they have such a plethora of programs. And they are just, let's be honest, they're just nice people.
They are.
I have gotten to be friends with them, with some of them. And it's not, it's just, they don't act like it's a job. They come to interviews. I just interviewed someone about their programs for veterans. And I don't lose it on the show very often, but I got close to choking up because we need to really take care of our vets. And
Absolutely.
TEP is involved in that program too. And it's another smashing success because where are they all going to work?
Right.
But it's a great program. So thanks for saying that. And you guys are great representatives, you women. You know, I hope you're not offended. You guys, you know, come on, you guys are great representatives of Savano. And I hope that you get everybody out there to listen to this podcast because you represented them very well.
Thank you very much.
Well. Okay, next, Mrs. Green's World Show. Oh my goodness, everybody. November 13th, it was one of my bucket list guests, Lynn Twist, answering the call from the heart of the Amazon. And you all know, I started my journey of Mrs. Green in the heart of the Amazon. And I finally got to interview her and hear her story about how she started the Pachamama Alliance. It's going to be a great show. And then our next Down to Earth show is November 8th with Sunny Suarez. You're going to want to listen to this one too. From well to faucet, what does it take? And Sunny Suarez is going to talk about what it takes to deliver water to our community, from infrastructure to monitoring and maintaining Tucson's water system. And we've recently had a lot in the news about their, you know, their big blip on the screen. I'm going to have Tim Tamir come on and talk about what happened with that. But thanks for what you're doing and helping to make our community greener. Mrs. Green loves that.
Thank you so much for having us. And like I said, and Darren will can agree with me on this one. This has been a blast. Thank you so much for having us.
It was a blast.
It
and
was.
The time flies. We just about filled our 30 minutes.
That's
and
perfect.
It's just fun. It's like a great conversation with two very nice people. So thank you. Everybody, check it out. Just Google Trees for You in Tucson, Arizona, and the TEP website and link will come up. And why would you not do it for $5 a tree? Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.